This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York, taking this quick opportunity to introduce you to your newest co-parent. The good news is you know them well. It is, of course, your voice assistant, because as we are learning, devices like the Amazon Echo are offering some digital assistance to help parents with their parenting fails. More after these tech headlines. T-Mobile struck a deal to offer Viacom channels to its cell phone customers, extending its foray into a turbulent pay TV industry. Its Layer 3 TV service reached an agreement with Viacom, which of course owns cable channels like MTV, Nickelodeon, and Comedy Central. The companies didn't talk the terms or timing of the new offerings, but we do know it includes live channel feeds on-demand content. T-Mobile paid $325 million last year for Layer 3 TV, which, if you're keeping tabs, is a company known for offering cable-like video service to residential customers. George S. Davis, that is the new name at Intel, it is its new chief financial officer, stepping into the role vacated by now chief executive Bob Swan. A member of the Wall Street Journal CFO Network, Mr. Davis will oversee Intel's global finance organization, as well as its information technology organization. He will begin the role effective this week. And WeWork keeps growing its suite of services. The shared office leasing firm is acquiring Managed by Q, which runs a platform that office tenants can use to hire service providers, such as cleaning crews, receptionists, or IT support staff. Financial terms remain unknown, but the companies said WeWork is using cash and stock to buy Managed by Q, which was valued at $249 million in a financing round in January. Coming up, the when and how your voice assistant became your second parent, how it can actually help, and why you could do a lot worse. After this. Our new companions, like Google's Home device and the Amazon Echo, as you know, have a voice-controlled assistant that sits in the corner of the room, springing to life when requested. Bringing to life, perhaps, a fantasy many parents have about a third parent. Because, let's face it, children are a lot of work. However, Alexandra Samuel, contributor to the Wall Street Journal, has found a way to use everyone's favorite home companion as a solid digital backup to parenting. And she joins us via Skype from British Columbia to tell us all about it. Hi, Alexandra. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we're sort of in this smart home evolution. But one good example of how a home assistant has really assisted is by way of parenting. In your reporting, have you found that this has really picked up the slack in terms of what a lot of parents deal with in terms of forgetfulness, in terms of management?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what nobody tells you when you become a parent, and everybody talks about all the life wisdom and the love and the patience and all these emotional skills. And what nobody tells you is being a parent is also the biggest project management job you will ever have in your life. Mm. And, you know, that's particularly true if you have kids who have any kind of health issue or educational challenges or whatsoever. You know, you just end up with a million homework assignments, bake sales, special lunches, field trip forms, doctor's appointments. And, you know, for me and my husband, that all of that administrative stuff has been by far the most challenging part of parenting in a lot of ways. And it's also been the place where the Echo, in our case, we've used a Amazon Echo, has just been transformative, really, in helping us keep track of a lot of those day-to-day details.
One thing that was interesting when we talk about these companions is the removal of the human element and how that removes a certain tone and how, you know, you think about how parents and children interact with each other. Tone is always key. And maybe that's a really interesting thing to consider in terms of communication.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's impossible, at least if you have teenagers, it's impossible to offer a homework reminder in a tone benign enough to avoid a teenage eye roll. There is no reminder that is not considered nagging, as far as I can tell. But when the Echo reminds my kid that they have a homework assignment, or when my Echo reminds my kid that video game time will be up in 10 minutes. They don't perceive that as a judgment or a nag. It's just information. And that's where I find using a voice assistant can actually be not just like an extra parent, but in some ways more effective than a parent.
So let's get into some tips here, because there is a lot the assistants of the home variety can do. Now, we've actually done a lot of reporting the Journal has on kids and gaming lately, so let's start there. That seems like a natural place as of late. And I know this hit home for a lot of people that read the story, gaming bringing the game to an end. Apparently, the Echo comes in handy for this.
Absolutely. That was one of the most crucial and kind of game-changing, as it were, moments for us. We have a kid who, like a lot of kids, has a really, really hard time wrapping up game time. And one of the standard tools that people recommend is using a visual timer. So we had these big clocks in the living room, and you could see when the time was almost up on Xbox time. And yet for our son, that was always really tough. And then we got in the habit of setting reminders. Whenever we got out of the console, we would set a reminder that would say, you know, 40 minutes from now, remind us that we have 5 minutes of game time left. 42 minutes, remind me I have 3 minutes of game time left. In 45 minutes, tell me game time is up. And those three reminders have made it so much easier for our son to wrap up, because he gets that warning. And if he still does that, you know, 5 more minutes routine, we can even set it on Amazon so that it's objective. Okay, if you say 5 more minutes, we're going to hold you to it. And we set the reminder, and he knows that when that alarm goes, it's done.
Right. And keeping on the subject of time, and this is helpful for adults as well, adjusting screen time limits.
Well, that was a little trickier, and I just figured it out recently. We use no fewer than 5 different parental control systems with our various kids and devices. But the linchpin is a service called Circle, which is a little device that plugs into our network and lets us control when our kids have internet access, and even which kinds of internet access they have. And our kids' internet access turns off in the evening until they've, you know, gotten themselves ready for school the next day. But then I end up keeping my phone right beside me so that I can turn their screen time back on once they're ready for the next day. And then, of course, when my phone's beside me, I'm much more likely to get distracted and pulled into Facebook. So I recently set up a little program, as it were, on the Amazon Echo that works with a third-party service called If This Then That. And it essentially lets the Echo connect to Circle, which is our parental controls device. So now all I have to say is give Sweetie another hour of screen time, and it sends a command to the Circle that extends my kids' screen time limits by another hour.
This seems like a natural question. Help with homework. That's something that parents have to contend with often. And I imagine something like the Echo device would come in handy here.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I find with the Echo as far as homework goes is, it certainly can help with a quick lookup of a fact. But I think where it's more helpful is with the day-to-day job of, you know, practicing your Spanish vocabulary, practicing your times tables, anything like that where it's pretty routine. The odds are good that you'll find an Echo skill that can engage your kid and just encourage them to practice in a fun way.
Right. And so you don't have to yell at them necessarily, which brings us to our next point. This is a good point, too, because we've actually stopped yelling. Talk about how this has actually helped in terms of just parenting and how you deal with your children as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I assume that somewhere on earth are well-behaved children who never yell at their parents from another floor. those children do not live in my home. And one of my kids in particular loves to yell down, you know, Mom, can you bring me this? Mom, can you help me with that? And it just drives me crazy. And, you know, one of the things I really try to do in terms of how I think about technology and parenting in general is I feel like whenever technology can remove one of my triggers, it makes me a better parent. And I get super triggered when my kid yells at me. Like, I just instantly go angry. I'm not patient. I'm not the loving mother I aspire to be. And so when I realized that I could use the Echo as an intercom so that my son doesn't yell at me, or he can use the intercom instead, or, and this was another little wrinkle I added, if he does yell at me, I now have an Echo command that reminds him to stop yelling. And all I have to say is, you know, tell Peanut to stop yelling. And the Echo plays a message in his room saying, hey, if you want something, you actually have to come down to the living room and ask me.
Nice. So, you know, at the end of the day, it all comes down to a couple of extra things here. We need to go to bed and, you know, prevent nightmares. So luckily we have an Echo or a Google Home for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, our use of the Echo with our kids really changed once we invested in smart lighting. And so now pretty much all of the lights in our whole house are voice controlled. And that means that, you know, on the one hand, it makes it easier to turn the lights off at the end of the day. But it also means that if our son wakes up in the middle of the night and has a nightmare, he can use the Echo to wake us up by turning a light on in our room or by calling us over the Echo and asking us to come up. And that's actually been really helpful because it means he doesn't wake up as much from his nightmares because we can come into his room without him having to get out of bed. And then it also makes bedtime easier because all the things that used to be different steps in his bedtime, turning off the lights, turning on the fan, getting the audiobook set up, now it's just a single voice command, which is, you know, put Peanut to bed and all of that magically happens.
We are running out of time, but I want to encourage listeners to check out Alexandra's piece at WSJ.com. Super helpful, super insightful, and technologically advanced, which we like here. So, Alexandra, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.
That ends the Tech News Briefing for now. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.